Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, an organization that serves as an advocate for all things life sciences, says that Rock Hill checks all the boxes in terms of growth in that thriving industry.
This is a once in a multi-generational opportunity where things are all lining up for South Carolina in the life sciences space.
That's James Chappelle, president of SC Bio. It's a statewide nonprofit association that is tasked with building the business of life sciences in South Carolina. Chappelle recently spoke at the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation's annual meeting last month. He said from proximity to airports to good schools, Rock Hill has great opportunities for bio and advanced manufacturing prospects.
And so we have a chance to go from this great growth to all of a sudden moving really up by being smart and nimble and tackling things like AI and quantum and the in silico side, figuring out how to get those entrepreneurs growing here and scaling and wrapping around those networks.
He talks about the state as a whole and where they stand with life sciences and with the industry.
We already rank, according to the National Bio Report, South Carolina was fifth in the country in the growth of the life sciences industry over the past 5, 6, 7 years. If you look at the pharmaceutical industry, second or third, when you strip out a few states like North Dakota, who had almost no baseline, they had a huge growth. We're one of the top growers in the country in those areas. So when people are talking about the ecosystems, when they're talking about the Bostons and the San Diegos and the Bay Area, that South Carolina is right there in that conversation.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.